Very good. How are you this evening? Doing pretty good?
大家好吗？今天晚上大家都好吗？
Good. It's good. It's always good to be with you. And turn with me, if you would, either in your Bibles or in your bulletin to Romans chapter 13. We'll be reading verses 1 through 5 this evening.
很高兴与大家同在。请大家，如果大家手上有圣经的话，请翻到罗马书第13章，不然的话就是打开你的周报后面，我们一起来看罗马书第13章1到5节。
As you're doing that, or have already done that, let me remind you that we are continuing in a brand new sermon series on the topic of the kingdom of God.
我想与大家分享的就是在我们来的这个几个月当中，我将会与大家一起分享有关神国度的信息。
And tonight we're going to take a look at the idea of kingdom authority.
那今天我想与大家分享的是国度的权柄。
Now, I don't usually recommend books. I actually forgot at my office tonight. But if you like reading, I want to suggest a book to you.
我通常不介绍书籍给大家，但是我想这现在有一个很特殊的例子，我今天忘记了带了这本书，但是我想与大家介绍的这本书是。
The title of the book is The Kingdom Agenda, and it's by an author named Dr. Tony Evans, and it's about 12 years old, but you can pick it up online somewhere for not too expensive.
这本书的书名叫做《天国的计划》，这是由Tony Evans 博士所写的。这本书已经发行了12年了。
And the parts that I've read of it have been absolutely exceptional. It's a very, very good book.
当我读了这本书之后，我实在发现它是一个非常特殊、非常好的一本书。
So anyway, that's just my little sales thing. I don't get any commission off that promotional thing, but that's okay.
好，现在就是我刚刚把我广告时间已经与大家分享了。实际上我并没有抽任何的佣金。
All right, so Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 5, here's what it says. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established.
在上有权柄的人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
The authorities that exist have been established by God.
所以凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment upon themselves.
所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong.
所以做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕呢，是叫作恶的惧怕。
Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and he will commend you.
你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，他就可得他的称赞。
For he is God's servant to do you good, but if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing.
因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。他若作恶，却当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑。
He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer.
他是神的用人，是伸冤的，刑罚那作恶的。
Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of the possible punishment, but also because of the conscience.
所以你们必须顺服，不但是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。
Let's pray tonight.
让我们一起祷告。
God, we pray that the truth of your word will impact our hearts and our minds this evening.
主，我们愿意你的真理今天来到我们心中，改变也激励我们。
We pray, God, that we would be able to better understand this authority and how it works in our lives.
主，我们愿意今天晚上我们真的了解你权柄在我们生命当中所应有的地位。
And so, God, I pray that you would open our hearts and our minds and our ears to hear. And then to apply these truths to our lives tonight.
因此主，求主开我们的心，我们的眼，我们的耳，因此我们完全可以把国度的真理应用到我们生命当中。
In your name we pray, amen.
我们靠主的名，我们祷告，是奉主基督耶稣名，阿门。
When Christian Herter was a governor, was the governor of Massachusetts, he was running hard for a second term in office.
当 Christian Herter 这一位州长正在为他在他当时是一位麻州的州长，他为着竞选呢，第二个竞选的 term 他希望为了连任呢，他到处去为他竞选忙碌。
One day after a busy morning chasing votes and having no lunch, he arrived at a church barbecue.
当他早上那一天早上正在忙碌奔波到处拉票的时候，他中午的时候非常疲惫的来到一个教会的一个餐会当中。
It was late afternoon and Herder was famished.
那个时候已经是在下午了，他早上到中午一直都没有吃东西，所以他实在是累得不像样。
As Herder moved down the serving line, he held out his plate to the woman serving chicken.
所以当他到教会的野餐的时候，他就排着那个领餐的队，一直排到一个分发鸡肉的一位姊妹前面。
She put a piece of chicken on his plate and then she turned to the next person in line.
所以他就把一块鸡肉就放在这位州长的盘子里面，然后他就开始要再想服侍下一位了。
Excuse me, Governor Herder said, do you mind if I have another piece of chicken?
然后这位州长就跟他说，很对不起，你行不行再给我一块鸡啊？
Sorry, the woman told him, I'm supposed to just give one piece of chicken to each person.
然后这位女士就说，哎，对不起，我是上面有交代，我一个人只能给一块鸡。
But I'm starved, the governor said.
但是这个州长就说，但是我实在饿得不像样了。
Sorry, the woman said again, only one to a customer.
然后这位女士就说，对不起，一个人只有一块鸡。
Governor Herder was a modest and unassuming man, but he decided that this time he would throw a little weight around.
那这位州长他是一个他有一个谦和的个性，但是呢他在这个时候呢他想运用他的身份跟地位呢给这位女士一点压力。
Do you know who I am? He said, I'm the governor of this state.
然后这位州长就跟这个女士说，你知道我是谁吗？我是这一州的州长。
Do you know who I am? The woman said.
然后这位女士就回答说，你知道我是谁吗？
I'm the lady in charge of the chicken. Now move along, mister.
我是负责分鸡块的。好，下一位。
The lunch lady understood how authority works, right? And friends, you and I tonight, we need to also understand how biblical authority works in our lives.
一个管餐点的一个服侍的女士懂得所谓何谓权力。因此你我今天在神的国度里面，我们也必须了解权力是什么意思。
The outline is in your worship folder, and I want to encourage you to make some notes if you'd like to tonight. But if we're going to understand a biblical authority, then we have to start with principle number one.
我想今天讲到的大纲已经印在周报的后面，请大家看着讲到的大纲。如果您想写下这个任何笔记的话，也请一起来做。我们底下有几项原则。第一个原则是，所有的权柄是由神而来。
And principle number one is this: all authority comes from God.
第一个原则是，所有的权柄乃是从神而来。
When the president, this is a quote from Tony Evans' book, The Kingdom Agenda.
我想就摘录这个《天国计划》这本书里面一段话这样说。
He says, when the president puts his hand on the Bible at a presidential inauguration and swears to fulfill his duties, that act reflects the fact that there is a recognized relationship between God and the person and the government.
当我们每次看见总统就职的时候，总统就把他的手放在圣经上面，这个代表说他在神面前做一个宣誓，这个代表他将会在神面前以及他的全职面前，他有一个不同的身份。
And when a witness takes the stand in the courtroom and places one hand on the Bible and swears to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, or when a couple gets married and they stand before the preacher or the justice of peace and they state their total allegiance to each other under God, they are making a covenant in those times.
我们也可以在看到在法院里面所有做见证的这些证人，他们在说证词之前，他们也要把他们的手放在圣经上面，说他们将来以后在法 法庭里面所讲的每一句话是句句实言。那另外在将夫妻将要结婚的时候，他们也彼此宣誓要对彼此忠心。
And that covenant that they're making is a statement where they are acknowledging that there is a higher authority that rules and governs their lives.
当他们做这样的宣誓的时候，实际上是表明他们彼此宣誓后面有一个更高的权力正在观看，正在作证。
And the Bible is full of passages that speak to this idea of authority coming from God, and I'm going to share a few with you this evening.
所以在整本圣经里面我们可以看见非常的多的地方说实际上在人后面还有一个更高的权柄，那这个权柄乃是出自于神。
We see clearly from the very beginning of time that God has set up all authority in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
当我们从创世纪第一章第一节，我们马上就看见神在创造万物的时候就表明他的权柄已经施展在这个宇宙当中。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he spoke things into existence.
起初神创造世界，神说要有什么就有了什么。
God is the creator, and he established all of creation, and he has authority over it all.
所以神是造物主，他不但能够创造，他也在所有事情上面有他的权柄。
And then we find in Exodus chapter 20, the creation of the Ten Commandments.
那另外我们也可以从出埃及记第二十章看见神颁布了十诫。
And a commandment, establishes rule and order and power and control and absolute authority over our lives.
当我们看见这十诫的时候，我们看见这十诫后面有它的次序，有它的能力，有它的控制，是一个完完全全的权柄。
And in Daniel chapter 7 verse 14, we find another example. I'll share probably four or five with you here, but Daniel was having a dream and this is what he reported.
我们在看但以理书，在先知但以理在第七章这边也提到但以理在异象里面看见一件东西。
And Daniel says here, he, meaning Christ, was given authority.
他说我在夜间看见一位人子，这个人子也就是基督，他有了权柄。
And if Christ, the Son of God, was given authority, it could only come from one other person, and that was his Father, God.
如果这位人子是基督，然后他得到这个权柄，这个权柄的来源只有一个，那就是天父。
And so Christ was given authority, glory, and sovereign power.
所以这个基督就拿到这个权柄，是有完完全全的荣耀跟权柄的。
And all peoples, all nations, and men from every language worship him.
所以各方各国各族都来到他面前敬拜他，侍奉他。
And his dominion or kingdom is an everlasting kingdom that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
他的权柄并不是永远的，必不朽坏，他的国必不败坏。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 18 is another reference that clarifies this authority from God, and it says this.
在马太福音第二章第十八节这样子说。
Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
耶稣对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And then if you're taking some notes, let me give you a few others just real quick. Luke chapter 22 verse 29.
如果你正在写笔记的话，我们还有另一段经文，就是路加福音第二章第二十九节。
And here in our passage in Romans 13:1, it says there is no authority except that which God has established.
因为在罗马书在这边第十三章第一节也说到，因为没有权柄不是出于神的。
And then in Ephesians chapter 1 verses 1 through 23, Paul was writing to the saints in Ephesus, and he was speaking in this passage about Christ's authority.
所以在以弗所书第一章这里也提到所有的权柄都是来自基督。
And in verse 18, Paul says says this, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you.
在以弗所书第一章第十八节这边说，并且照亮你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
And he goes on in this passage and he just encourages the saints and he hopes that, and he writes that he hopes that they will experience the power, the authority that Christ has in their lives.
那保罗继续接下来就是说，借着底下的经文要鼓励这些收信的人，让他们在基督里面有盼望。
And so what happens is this, is God is telling you and I through scripture, that he has all authority, all authority comes from him, and he clarifies that in scripture.
所以神借着圣经要告诉我们，传达让我们清楚明白，所有的权柄都是来自神，而且他拥有一切的权柄。
And as people who are on a spiritual journey, some of us here tonight are Christ followers, some of us, I'm not really sure, but maybe we haven't yet stepped over the line of faith, but we need to remember that we have no authority except that which God gives to us.
不论你今天已经信主或者还尚未信主的，我想要提醒大家，我们必须要清楚明白，一切的权柄都是出自于神。
Principle number two for us this evening.
原则第二点是这样。
Authority is a very important responsibility.
权柄是一个非常重要的责任。
The world that you and I live in is a world that is in absolute chaos.
今天我们居住的世界乃是一个充满混乱的世界。
As individuals and as families, as governments, as communities, and as churches, we have to understand the importance of authority.
所以当我们不论是个人、是家庭、是社区、是学校、是工作或者政府，我们都必须要知道权柄的重要性。
God is not a God of chaos and confusion.
神不是一个混乱、杂乱无章的神。
He has ordered this world in a manner that gives you and I freedom if we understand this second principle right here.
神乃是一个赐予秩序，使我们在秩序当中得到自由的神。神因此希望我们在这个原则底下认识真理。
And what's happening here in this passage is Paul, instructs us on how we are to be responsible with our authority.
所以保罗希望在我们在这个原则底下知道我们应该怎么样面对权柄。
In verse 1, he tells us that we are to submit to governing authorities.
我们在这边第一节我们保罗告诉我们，在上有权柄的人人都应当顺服他。
And to govern just simply means, to preside over or to give instruction to or to oversee.
当我们所谓的有权柄在你上面有所权柄的，就是说他乃是一个照顾以及管理者。
And we have people who are governing over us that we are required to submit to, and here's how God has kind of laid that out in scripture for us.
当我们上面有官员或者有管理者在我们上面的时候，经文告诉我们应该如何面对这样的权柄。
First and foremost, we need to make sure that we are submitting to Christ.
第一点我们必须要了解的，我们必须顺服的是基督。
It's our personal responsibility.
这乃是我们个人的责任。
I like how Tony Evans speaks of this personal responsibility as he summarizes his entire book, The Kingdom Agenda.
我很喜欢Evans 博士在他这个天国旨意计划当中这本书，就是说我们要天国的权柄是我们每一个人个人的责任。
And here's what he says. He says, if you want a better world composed of better nations,
在这本书他这边说，如果我们希望这个世界成为一个更好的世界，每一个国家是一个更好的国家的话，
inhabited by better states and filled with better counties,
如果有更好的政府，并且有更好的区域
，made up of better cities, comprised of better neighborhoods，
如果有更好的城市，而且每一个城市当中有更好的环境
，illuminated by better churches and populated by better families，
然后这个城市当中是由这个好的 教会来成为一个灯台，也而我们这个其中当中也充满了好的家庭的话，
then you have to start by becoming a better person.
那你希望有这些，你必须从自身做起，你必须要成为一个好更好的人。
And friends, becoming a better person begins with our own personal responsibility of submitting to Christ.
但是我们如何能够成为更好的人呢？更好的人就必须从我们以顺服基督来做起。
And if we can't succeed in this initial step, we will forever have problems with being in authority and being under authority.
如果我们不懂得从个人来顺服基督做起的话，我们将会面对很多很多人生当中的问题，我们会对我们在上掌权的有所不服。
James chapter 4, 7 and 8 reminds us that we are to submit ourselves then to God.
雅各书第四章这么说，我们要顺服神。
Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Come near to God and he will come near to you.
你们要亲近神，神也就必亲近你们。
And you and I can come near to God by submitting to him.
也就是说，我们如果要亲近神的话，我们顺服神就很自然而然的能够亲近神了。
But here's a caution for those who can't or won't submit to God.
那另外一点，我们必须要警告那些不愿意顺服神的人。
Romans chapter 8 verse 7 says that the sinful mind is hostile to God.
在罗马书第八章第七节这边说，原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇。
Why, it says, because it does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so.
为什么呢？因为不服神的律法，也是不能服任何其他的。
Submission to God's authority is a very important responsibility for us.
因此我们要顺服神的律法，是我们个人的职责。
So not only do we need to submit to Christ, but then we need to, secondly, we need to make sure that we submit to government.
不单单我们要顺服基督，第二个我们要顺服在世掌权的。
Not only does our passage here in Romans instruct us to submit to all governing authorities, but in 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 13 through 14, it says, "Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men."
不单单在罗马书，保罗告诉我们要顺服所有执政掌权的。另外在彼得前书这边也告诉我们，我们要因为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度。
And it goes on to say, submit yourselves to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority or to governors.
所以要顺服在上的君王，或者君王所派罚恶善赏的臣宰。
And I don't want to make any political statements here, but I need to just remind us that no matter what side of the aisle you might sit on in regards to your political views, these passages tell us that we are to submit to all governing authorities and any authority instituted by men.
我在这边没有任何政治的色彩，但是我想告诉大家，不论你所属的党派，不论是哪一党，我们必须有一个原则，就是我们必须要顺服在上执政掌权的。
And this can be really tough for us, but the rest of this first Peter passage tells us in verse 15 that for it is God's will that by doing good or submitting to authority that you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men.
但是就是这样子，所以我再一次圣经告诉我们，彼得告诉我们，所以神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那些糊涂无知人的口。
So the first place is we need to submit to Christ, and we need to submit to the government, and third, we need to make sure that we submit to our employer.
所以第一，我们要顺服基督；第二，我们要顺服执政掌权的；第三，我们要顺服我们现今的老板。
Ephesians 6, 5 through 9 says, Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ.
所以在以弗所书第六章保罗告诉我们，你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊，要用诚实的心听你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。
And then in 1 Peter, Peter steps it up a little bit more and he says, listen, submit yourselves to your masters with all respect, and not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh.
彼得更进一步在彼得前书第二章第十八节这么说，你们做仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心，顺服主人，不单顺服那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。
And I'll just say this right here, but here's the thought that comes to me out of this passage. If your job is stressing you out so much, or if you're going into work and dealing with your boss is something that makes you really critical of him or her, there are a couple things that we can do.
所以我想也借着这个经文，我想与大家分享，今天如果你所工作的场合是充满了压力，让你逼不过让你实在撑不过来，然后也造成你与上司之间种种的矛盾与冲突的话，我想与大家有所建议。
One, we can change our attitude.
第一，我们可以改变我们的态度。
Or two, we can get a new job.
第二，我们可以换一份工作。
Because here's the reality for us.
因为我们必须要面对这事实。
If we have a bad attitude and we're critical about our boss in the working situations,
如果我们面对我们的老板，我们事事不服，我们充满了怨恨，与我们老板有很多冲突的话，
we could easily get fired.
我们很容易就会被他们解雇了。
And so we only have those couple of choices, and this passage tells us that we are to submit to our employer.
所以借着经文告诉我们，实际上我们所剩下的选择并不多。这边告诉我们说，我们要顺服我们的肉身的主人。
I've been in the church for a long time, and I've had various volunteers and paid staff. That we've butted heads from time to time, and that just happens. And we've had to have this conversation. Either the attitude changes, or one of us, not me, needs to find a new job.
当我在教会服侍了很久，那作为一个牧师，我底下也有很多知心的同工。在很多时候，我们也许我们意见不同，会产生摩擦矛盾的时候，我就会对我的同工说，我们必须要改变我们的态度，不然的话，我们其中一个人，我们必须要找另一份工作了。
I haven't had the guts to do it yet, but one day I'm going to do something, and I'll tell you about that here.
我到现在还没有胆量这样做，不过我可以与大家说，也许有一天我会做这样的事。
Every once in a while when I go into various stores, sometimes the customer service is absolutely horrible.
有的时候我到一些商店去购物的时候，我发现有一些商店对客户的态度实在太差了。
And it's not so much in how they speak to me, it's how they speak about their bosses.
很多时候并不是他对客人的态度不好，而是他们对他们自己顶头上司的或者老板的想法或态度实在太差了。
And one of these days, I'm just going to get the courage and say, listen, if you don't like your boss,Talk to that person, change your attitude, or find a new job because you're making my experience miserable.
也许有一天我会鼓起勇气，就当面跟他们说，先生或小姐，你要不嘛就改变你的态度，对你老板的态度；要不呢，你就自己再找一份工作。不然的话，我们所有的顾客因着你的脾气不好，我们所有人都遭殃。
I think submitting to Christ is a great challenge for us. I also think that submitting to government can be a challenge for us. And I think this one, sometimes when we're in that working relationship, submitting to our employer is a challenge as well.
所以我相信这刚刚讲的这三项都是对我们一个挑战。我对顺服基督是一份大挑战，顺服我们执政掌权的政府是一项挑战。那接下来就是顺服我们的顶头上司或老板，也是对我们非常切身的一份挑战。
Now fourth, for those who are married, ladies, here's what the Bible says. You need to submit to your husbands.
第四点，我想与大家姊妹分享的，如果你已经结婚的，请注意，你必须要顺服你的丈夫。
1 Peter 3:1 says this, Wives, in the same way,Be submissive to your husband so that if any of them do not believe the word or the truth of Christ, then they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。
And then Colossians 3:8 says a similar thing. It says, wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting to the Lord.
在哥罗西书第三章第十八节也说到，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里是相合宜的。
And we need to understand that this isn't a sexist or chauvinistic statement. It's just simply how God has ordered authority in the home.
请大家注意，这个不是一个性别的歧视或者大男人主义的一个彰显，乃是神给我们的一个原则，如何行在家庭当中，使家庭有次序。
And I've said this next part to the guys, and I'll say it to you tonight. But we need to hear this.
我也愿说对所有的弟兄们说，我们必须要聆听底下的话。
In these passages where it says wives submit to your husbands, it does not mean that we have the right to rule over, to step on, to demean, or to think that women are less than us.
所有的弟兄们请注意，这边说妻子必须顺服丈夫，并不是代表所有的丈夫我们有权利在支配我们的妻子，或者说我们可以污蔑他们的人格。在这边只是说，我们在这边是只是代表说一个家庭的一个次序。
And that's not the point at all about these passages. Again, it just gives us a clear picture of the chain of command that God expects us to follow.
这并不代表说弟兄们是高于妻子，在这边只是告诉我们，神对我们是对权力的分配以及在家庭里面是有次序的。
Now, fifth, we need to make sure that we submit to our parents. Can I get an amen from the front left? No, all right.
第五点，我希望所有年轻人可以注意听。我们做儿女的要顺服父母。
I've been trying to, Barbara and I have been trying to teach Emily, our almost one-year-old, this, and she doesn't quite get it.
我与我的妻子正在教导我们一岁的小孩，要让我们的小孩要顺服父母。不过他好像还不太懂。
That carnal nature, it's wild, isn't it? With kids, that carnal nature.
从小就有这个肉体的那种彰显，好像很叛逆。
But here's what Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 through 3 says.
但是以弗所书在这边就告第六章第一到第三节就告诉我们这样说。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
你们做儿女的在主里应当听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise.
要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世上长寿，这是第一条有带应许的诫命。
Now teens, listen to this.
所以年轻人请听。
If you do this, it will go well with you, and you may enjoy a long life on earth.
所以你如果孝敬父母的话，你在地上会得福，而且你在地上也有长久的生命。
Now for us, it's pretty easy for us to understand this passage, but sometimes it's not always easy to follow.
在字面上看起来好像很简单，但是实际上活出来的时候却有的时候非常的困难。
But God expects us to honor our parents.
但是神却要我们，也期待我们要孝敬我们的父母。
And then lastly here, we are to submit to our elders.
那最后我们也必须要顺服在教会的长职。
Hebrews 13 verse 17 says, obey your leaders and submit to their authority.
因为在希伯来书第十三章第十七节说，你们要顺服那些引导你们的。
They keep watch over you as men who must give an account.
因为他们为你们灵魂的时刻警醒，好像那将要交账的人。
Now here's an interesting passage. I'll probably make a comment about this, but it says, obey them so that their work will be a joy and not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you.
所以大家请注意这底下要说的，这是非常有意思的。好像你顺服他们，好像那些将来要交账的人，你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁，若忧愁就与你们无益了。
And friends, listen, I cannot tell you how important it is for you to submit to your leaders.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道我们能够再怎么样强调这个重要性，我们必须要顺服这些长职。
And what happens is this, if we can't follow the leader that God has placed in authority over our lives, we either have to, well, go ahead,
也如果我们没有办法在主里面顺服神所指派的长职，在带领我们的长职的话，
We have two choices. One, we either leave that situation where we can't follow the leader that God has placed in our lives. But if we stay and we can't follow the leader, then we enter into rebellion against that authority. And rebellion, the Bible says, is sin.
如果你没办法顺服那个长职的话，我们只有两个可能。第一个就是离开。第二个，如果你还继续留在那样的一个情况底下，你会使自己悖逆的个性越长越大，那我们就进入一个悖逆的一个情况。
And verse 2 out of our passage says, Paul tells us that we must not rebel against authority.
所以在保罗在这边跟我们说，我们不可以抗拒神所指派的人。
And Paul says, those who rebel against authority are rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment upon themselves.
因为保罗接下来说，所以抗拒掌权的，就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
And friends, listen, I've been in church a long time, and I see this happen all the time.
朋友们，我在教会已经服侍很久了，我在教会遇到这种事，不知道多少回了。
And it's dangerous spiritual ground for pastors, for example, who don't submit to their elders and to their leaders above them, or for parishioners who don't submit to the pastors that God has placed in front of them.
在教会里面，我非常了解，如果一个牧师不懂得顺服在教会的长老，或者说所有服侍主权主的人不懂得彼此顺服彼此的权利的话，就会产生很大的问题。
Throughout the entire Bible, we can find this idea of rebellion addressed, but I think that there's a very powerful passage that I want to share with you about rebellion.
在圣经里面给我们很多这些悖逆的例子，我希望用几节经文与大家分享圣经怎么看悖逆。
And the passage is 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 23.
在撒母耳前书这么说，15章第23节这么说。
And this is what it says. It says, rebellion is the seed of witchcraft.
他说悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等。
Other translations say it like this, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
或者说悖逆的罪就好像那些拜偶像的罪是相等的。
And either way we look at it, rebellion is bad when it comes to submitting to authority.
不论你怎么样看，我们都知道悖逆的罪是一个非常严重的问题。
And then here in verse 3, Paul says, listen, we have to make sure that we are doing what is right.
在保罗接下来在第三节这边说，我们必须要行善。
Rulers, it says, rulers hold no terror for those who do right. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and he will commend you.
做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。
Now doing right is a matter of the heart in us and a state of our mind, and the Bible says.That out of our heart, the mouth speaks.
所以行善必须从我们内心发出的，因为在心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
And when we do the right things, God's word tells us that we will be commended for it.
当我们从内心发出来，做出行善的时候，神就会赞许我们。
Now, principle number three, 3, 4, and 5 go fairly fast for us.
好，接下来有几项原则我将会很快的与大家分享。
In understanding biblical authority, principle number 3 is this, delegated authority directs our paths.
好，第三项原则就是神所指派的权柄会引导我们的道路。
And so what happens is this, when you and I place ourselves under the full submission to God's authority in our lives, what takes place is it engages other scriptures that then play a significant role in our lives.
当我们顺服神，圣经里面所有神的话的时候，圣经其他的真理将会借着我们的顺服所表明出来。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 1 is a great illustration of this.
在马太福音第十章第一节就很明白的就显出这样的真理。
Jesus had been training with his disciples. He had been discipling, mentoring them for some time. And it says he had called his 12 disciples to him and he gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness.
当十二个门徒顺服耶稣的时候，耶稣也借着他们的顺服来训练他们的时候，时候到了，耶稣就叫十二个门徒来给他们权柄，能够赶污鬼，并且医治各样的病症。
When you and I are submitted to God's authority, it's then, once we make that decision, it's then that he gives us authority to accomplish his will.
所以当我们顺服在基督的训练底下，顺服在他的话语底下之后，神就给我们另外的权柄，让我们行出他的作为。
He doesn't give us authority so that we can accomplish our will.
他并不是给我们权柄，让我们行出我们自己心里所愿的，乃是给我们权柄行出他所愿的。
He gives us authority to accomplish only his will.
他给我们权柄，因此使他的旨意能够行在地上。
When we say the Lord's Prayer, what we're doing is we're asking that His kingdom would come and that His will would be done on earth as it is in heaven.
当我们读记得主祷文的时候，我们就知道我们祷告说，愿他的旨意行在地上，有如行在天上一样。
And friends, that's really powerful for us to understand tonight.
朋友们，这是多有能力的一节经文啊。
Because in that, we're saying to God that we want Him as He's delegating His authority to us to direct our paths.
因为在这边的时候，我们当顺服他的时候，神就赐给分派他的权柄在我们身上，而这个权柄就引导我们生命的道路。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 2 is another example of this. Paul writes, For you know what instructions we gave you,By the authority of the Lord Jesus.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第二节就这样说，你们原晓得我们凭主耶稣传给你们什么命令。
Paul was saying that his instructions to the church in Thessalonica came because of the authority that Christ gave to them.
在这边保罗告诉帖撒罗尼迦教会说，我之所以写东西给你们，乃这个权柄乃是由基督耶稣而来。
It was a delegated authority that God gives to us in order to direct our paths.
这乃是神所指派我们有这样的权柄，我们这样有这样的权柄的时候，就引导我们的生命。
And we can understand then that when we exercise that delegated authority, it's to be used for instructing others along in their spiritual journey.
当我们行出神所指派给我们的权力跟权柄跟任务的时候，我们不单单我们自己的生命找到方向，我们也引导我们周遭的人找到生命的方向。
But when we mishandle that delegated authority that God has given to us,We can easily lead people astray.
但是我们如果误用神给我们的权柄的话，我们很容易误导人家走向歧途。
And so we have to be very careful with this authority that God gives to us.
所以我们必须要好好的运用神给我们的权柄。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is our last example of this delegated authority. Jesus said to them, It is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by His own authority.
在使徒行传第一章第七到第八节这边很明显的再一次把这样的真理显明出来。耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的日时候不是你们可知道的。
It goes on to say, but you will receive power or delegated authority when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and then you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth.
耶稣接下来说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并且要在耶路撒冷到犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
And so when God gives us that delegated authority, He is telling us that part of that path that he wants us to go on is to make sure that we share our faith and be his witnesses wherever we go.
所以当耶稣支派这样的权柄到我们身上的时候，我们这个权柄的目的乃是要把这个福音传到地极。
Principle number four.
原则第四点原则。
Let's take a quick look at some characteristics around this God-given authority.
让我们看看借着这样的经文，看看神要我们怎么样运用神给我们的权柄。
When you and I have the God-given authority, we need to make sure that we are humble.
当我们得到神给我们的权柄的时候，我们第一项要知道的是，我们必须要谦卑。
Philippians 2:3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves.
在腓立比书第二章第三节 这里说，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑。
And we have to be gentle as well. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15.
所以我们必须要非常的温柔，就有如彼得前书第三章第十五节这样说。
Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect.
彼得告诉我们，只要心里尊主基督耶稣为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
Another characteristic of those with authority is we have to be loving and gracious. 2 John 2,
另外我们必须在当我们有这样的权柄的时候，我们也必须要有爱跟恩典的个性。
Then we have to make sure that we're a servant. Mark chapter 10, verse 45.
然后在马可福音第十章第四十五节告诉我们，当我们有这个权柄的时候，我们也 有一份仆人的心态。
And then we have to make sure that we're living a content life.
然后最后我们必须要活在一个知足满足的一个心态当中。
What happens here is if we fail, or we will fail with our authority, if these characteristics are void in our lives.
当我们没有这几项品格的话，我们万一有这种权柄在我们身上，我们马上就会失败，我们马上就会误用。
All right, principle number five, and then we'll close.
然后最后我们来到第五项原则，之后我们就结束我们的分享。
Authority must not abuse or be abused.
权柄不是能够被误用，也不能被污蔑的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 10, Paul writes to the church in Corinth, and this is what he says.
在保罗在哥林多后书第十三章第十节这样说。
He said, this is why I write these things when I am absent, that when I come, I may not have to be harsh in my use of authority.
所以我不在你们那里的时候把这话写给你们，好叫我们见你们的时候不照着主所给我的权柄。
Paul knew that the authority that God had given to him was an authority that he had to make sure that he was building people up and not tearing them down.
所以保罗很清楚，当神给他权柄的时候，他这个权柄不是用来糟蹋别人的，而是用来去建立别人的。
And he recognized that although he had this authority over the church, he could not abuse that authority in being harsh with people.
所以他知道，当他在教会当中有这样的权柄的时候，他必须要非常谨慎的去运用这样的权柄去建造别人。
Another passage that speaks to this idea of the abuse of authority is found in Mark chapter 10, verses 41 through 45.
另外我们在马可福音第十章第四十一节到四十五节，我们也看到。
And what was happening here was James and John were kind of on a power trip, and they wanted a place of prominence and of power and of prestige.
我们在马可福音看见雅各与约翰那个时候，他们彼此相争，看彼此认为谁比较大。
And so they had a little conversation with Jesus, and they kind of said, Jesus, hey, listen, you know, is there a prestigious place for us in the kingdom?
所以当他们两个门徒就跑到耶稣面前彼此争论说，耶稣，如果你掌权的时候有没有什么权位可以给我们，哪一个是官职比较高呢？
And we pick up in verse 41, it says, when the other 10 disciples heard about this, they became indignant with James and John.
所以在41节接下来的故事就告诉我们，当其他的十个门徒听见他们这样子跟耶稣讲话的时候，他们就恼怒雅各跟约翰。
And Jesus called them all together and he said, You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them.
耶稣就叫他们来，对所有的门徒来，对他们说，你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们。
But this is not what I want for you, he says.
但是只是在你们中间并不是如此。
Instead, whoever wants to become great among you or have authority must be your servant.
耶稣接下来说，然而在你们中间谁愿意做为大的，就必须做众人的仆人。
And whoever wants to be first must be a slave to all.
而在你们当中谁愿意为首的，就必做众人的仆人。
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served as those in authority tend to have happened, but to serve and then to give his life as a ransom for many.
因为人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且舍命做多人的赎价。
And as people in a variety of positions and responsibilities that are reflected in the life of the congregation here, we have to make sure that we are very careful not to abuse the authority that comes with those positions.
因此我们在教会生活里面众肢体有不同的职责跟权柄的时候，我们必须要非常的谨慎，让我们不要误用神指派给我们的权柄。
Okay, so that was our lesson on kingdom authority. I want to encourage you this week to kind of look down through and just to study it and ask God, hey, you know, what's happening in my life? Do I need to correct some things this week?
所以希望借着今天所讲到天国的权柄，让我们再次反省自己，看我们生活当中有没有什么需要改进，所以改变，让我们需要反省的。
Let me pray for us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
God, we thank you for our lesson about kingdom authority tonight.
主，我们因着你对我们天国权柄的信息，我们感谢你。
And I pray, God, that you would just speak into our lives and help us to reflect on these truths from Scripture.
主，愿意你借着圣经当中的真理对我们说话。
And if there's any way in us that we are not recognizing the authority that you have placed in our lives, Lord, help us to correct that this week.
主，如果我们在生命当中有误用权柄，或者对权柄有所误知的话，求主指教管教我们。
And we pray all these things in your name. Amen.
我们在你的名底下祷告。阿门。